Another very important topic, volunteers, firefighters. We are lacking. And that's where I bring in my friend Gene Perry, the first vice president of the Firefighters Association of the state of New York. Also, I might add, a 43-year member of the Patchogue Fire Department. Gene is nice enough to come back with us and talk about a big recruitment day today. Actually, coming up, it's the 13th and 14th this weekend. So we welcome Gene in. Gene, great to have you back. And, you know, we talked about recruitment and everything else. Give us an update where we are at. Huge weekend coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Give us a sense of everything. Go ahead, my friend.
Well, Jay, thank you very much for having me back on again. It's crucially important. FASD's Recruit New York Weekend is happening this weekend, April 13th and 14th. Firehouses across the island and across New York State. This year, we're running our 15th annual Recruit New York Weekend. You can find the town or the fire department that are participating at www.recruitny.org. The number of volunteer firefighters have decreased in the past 20 years when we once had 120,000 volunteer firefighters across New York State. We're now down to about 75 or 80,000. So wow. The need is there. There's a lot that can be done in the volunteer fire service.
You know, Gene, I was a Rocky Point resident for over 25 years. We had a great department there, Rocky Point Fire Department. And, you know, they were right on the scene, and I met a lot of the guys there and everything else. Why the decrease over the years? Why is it? Is it the period we are in right now from an economic point where people have to work a little bit harder, maybe another job to bring home ends meet, not enough time to volunteer? Is that really the core of the problem here?
That's a lot of it, Jay. The past several years have been very challenging for the volunteer fire departments throughout New York. Many are faced with decreased membership and increased call volume. There's a crucial need for volunteer firefighters. Activities Recruit New York Weekend give visitors and residents a taste of what it means to become part of the volunteer fire service. Firefighters will also be on hand to discuss requirements and the rewards for joining this organization. As you said, I'm a 43-year member of the Patchogue Fire Department. Both my sons are members of the Brookhaven Fire Department. So it's one big happy fire department family here in the Perry household.
No doubt about it. Gene, I tell you, 43 years, that's unbelievable, Gene, your service. We thank you for that. What about, you know, listen, we always have to talk about the perks. There are rewards to this. And, you know, a lot of good rewards. Give us a sense what a volunteer earns for his time, Gene.
Volunteer fireman earns credit time through a length of service award program for the years they serve. Sometimes a younger person that joins the fire service doesn't really think about a reward at the end when you spend 30 or 40 years in the service. But there is a reward that they get a monthly type stipend that pays them each for $20 a year for each year of service in the fire department, and at a retirement age anywhere between 55 and 65, they receive these stipends that help them and reward them for their time that they've spent doing things for their local community.
And you know, we should point out too that, you know, there are a lot of trends, and they are not good trends. Gene, I want you to talk about that for a second, because fire deaths on Long Island have been on the rise. I think the state, if I read it right, was number three, Gene. I think I have that right. In the country for fire deaths, 42 related there. Give me a sense there.
Yeah, we were actually number one in New York State last year in residential fire deaths. This year we're number three with 42. Hopefully we don't get that top spot again. toughest thing that a lot of fire departments have been dealing with are these lithium ion batteries that they're charging. They're buying second knockoff brands of the batteries, and they're charging them inside their houses, and they overheat and they catch on fire, and they're very, very difficult to put out. Takes copious amounts of water to be able to put these fires out, and sometimes they reignite. You could be sitting there in the street for a couple hours, and then it'd just reignite again.
That's an excellent point. We talk about these storage facilities. You know, a lot of these towns now, you know, vote to kind of put everything on hold because they're deadly. We've seen a couple of them that really are deadly around the state, Gene, and they're not easy to put out. Right? Tell the folks why they're not easy to put out.
The lithium-ion batteries are made of metal charges that go across the diodes in the battery, and they heat up, and it causes an action called thermal runaway, which will just continually burn and burn hotter than any kind of fire I've ever seen in my life. And just pouring water. There was an accident involving an electric vehicle out east, where it took the fire department almost 6 hours just to put this car fire out, and it would reignite. There was another one that they had. They put the fire out. They put it on the back of a tow truck, a flatbed truck, and as the flatbed truck was taking it to the yard, it reignited and set the tow truck on fire also. So if you don't use the proper charging methods or the proper batteries, this is a huge problem in New York State.
No doubt. Gene Perry with us. Now, FASNY, folks, Firefighters Association of the State of New York, they're doing something a little bit different this year. FASNY is adding a little color to the mix, so-called color to the mix, Gene Perry, called Fire Up New York Red. Explain that to the audience.
It's a new concept that we came up with. We're asking every firefighter and their neighbors to display red lights in the next couple of days through Recruit New York weekend as a support for volunteer firefighters across the state. The Theodore Roosevelt Dome in Mineola will be lit red. The H. Lee Dennison Building in Hopog will be lit red. Thank you to County Executives Blakeman and Romaine for working that out with us. We have a press conference this morning at 10:30 at the Plainview Fire Department, 885 Old Country Road in Plainview, New York. We're going to have elected officials and some more FASNY people there to spread the word. And there's a job for everybody in the fire service. It's not everybody has to put on an air pack and a set of gear and go into the building. I mean, there's work outside. They'll put on gear and they'll throw ladders. They'll pull hose. They'll help them pack hose. There's a multitude of things that people can do to help in the fire service. And it's a very rewarding feeling. It's a great feeling to know that you're helping your neighbor at their worst time of their life. We're trying to make their day better and try to minimize as much damage as we can from any kind of fire.
Yep. And that's why this weekend is so important, folks. Again, 20,000, give or take, fewer volunteer firefighters than there were 20 years ago. And of course, we know the challenges out there to recruit, you know, with the turbulent economy, the busy lives of all, the schedules and everything else, other factors. But such an important event. Where would the folks go? A website, Gene, to let them know of the venues and everything else? Where would they go?
If you go to recruitnewyork.org and click on participants for 2024, they're listed by county across the state. There's 16 departments in Nassau County and 14 departments in Suffolk County that are participating either Saturday or Sunday or both. And go down there and speak with the chiefs and speak with the guys that are there and see if there's something you can do. And recruitment is a 365-day effort for the fire departments. Usually on a Sunday morning, there's people around in the firehouse cleaning trucks, working on some apparatus, honing their skills. Go in there and see them anytime on a weekend and just ask about what you can do and how you can help, and they'll they'll point you in the right direction.
Gene, great job. 43 years in Patchogue, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for all of the service, you and your sons now, keeping it all in the family. And, of course, recruitment weekend, ladies and gentlemen, very, very important. Just go to the site recruitny.org and find out more and where you can go. It is very important that we restock, so to speak, our great individuals who do this and do it for the cause of helping people. And that is the key to it all. Gene Perry, until next time, you stay well, and we look forward to having you on again.
Thank you very much, Jay. I appreciate it.
Anything you need.